All right, so let's play the Harris Challenge. Here's contestant number one. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself. With your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I had a very unsuccessful root canal today, and I'm on some Vicodin, so this should be fun.
Unsuccessful?
Oh.
What do you mean unsuccessful?
They could only get two roots. They couldn't get the third one.
Oh.
Been right there, Julie. I understand totally.
Oh, God.
Well, you didn't go to the doctor who uses toothpicks to do that, did you?
No.
Mine gave up. He's like, we're here. We're going to refund this money because we can't do
really?
This. Yeah.
I've never heard of this before. I've had a couple of root canals. And in fact, my wife had to go for a root canal just this past Monday, maybe like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me ahead of time, oh, people tell me they're horrible. I said, maybe they were horrible once, but my experience has been you go in and it's no different than other
dental pain. Unless you have something weird, like Julie must have had.
Yeah.
The third root goes two different ways. Yeah. Anyway, I have to go in next week. But anyway, oh, damn it.
Julie, don't worry. There's not a day that goes by that I don't get Bernice's voice in my head.
Okay.
So,
good to hear you, by the way, Paul.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, Julie. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. It's got the questions and categories that we use for the Harris Challenge, and here come the three categories. Number one, 1980s TV dramas. Category two, multiple choice animals. Category three, not a multiple choice category. It's called museum field trip. Which one would you like, Julie?
Multiple choice animals.
Okay. I love when people choose the multiple choice categories thinking it's going to make it easier.
Yeah.
Yes.
It really doesn't, but that's okay. That's what you've chosen. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. If you get 8 points or better, you win fabulous prizes. If you get 7 points or less, I have to punish you. We have punishment music always standing by, but at the other end of the spectrum, the good end of the spectrum, we also have standing by the prize man.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, we have a $15 LTO Pepe gift certificate.
That's right, LTO Pepe in O'Fallon and St. Charles, Missouri. Authentic Mexican food from LTO Pepe.
Thank you, Tina. We have Werenberg movie passes.
Any Werenberg movie theater in the St. Louis area.
That's right, Paul. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt for you.
All this, a prize package worth well over $1 million.
Yes. Yours, back to you, Paul.
Yours if you get it. Thank you, prize man. If you get at least 8 points, Julie, in the category multiple choice animals, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
How long is a baby blue whale at birth? 5 feet, 15 feet, or 25 feet?
25.
Correct. What is a baby bat called? Is it a battle, a pup, or a bit?
The third one.
You said bit, it's pup. How many insects does a toad eat over the course of a summer? 1,000, 10,000, or 100,000?
100,000.
10,000. What kind of animal is a winkle? Is it a sea snail, a tortoise, or a mouse?
Mouse.
Sea snail. How many years does a lobster have to grow before it weighs 1 pound? 3, 5, or 7?
5. 7.
God. Here's something interesting, Julie. On the first four questions, you answered the last choice on every one, which was correct on the first one and then incorrect on the next three. And then the last one, the last choice was the correct one, but you didn't choose it. You chose the one in the middle.
Oh,
Julie.
So I have to be. I really wanted a mad Hungarian or a well Hungarian. It's the Vicodin. What can I say?
An Al Roboski shirt.
You know, you take too many of those Vicodins, you turn into a mad Hungarian. Yeah, you only got 1 point, though, Julie. I can't give you the shirt or the dinner or the movie tickets. I do have to punish you.
Okay.
But we're going to have a choice this week, a choice of two guys who each are famous for one movie and one movie only. The first one is Edward Furlong, who played John Connor in Terminator 2. We have him singing, or you can have Crispin Glover, who played George McFly on Back to the Future and nearly kicked David Letterman in the head one night.
Oh, McFly.
McFly?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here he comes. By the way, this is our own Dan Strauss on bass.
Hi.
Thank you.
Sing it, Crispin.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Oh, my goodness. Something you call love, I confess.
But Tina can't sing tomorrow night. I say
you've been a mess in the way you should have been.
That's kind of how I sound.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
Now his best Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, my God.
Watch. And that's just what.
Here comes my favorite part.
One of these days, it hurts.
Wow. Great. That sounds painful.
That is Crispin Glover. That's even more annoying than his father's radio show on the FM station.
His father.
Oh.
Julie. Julie, I'm
sorry. Oh, I got that.
Oh, the inside jokes are the best, aren't they? Julie, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Good luck with the tooth.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I made myself laugh.
That was awesome.
Scott is our next contestant. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Transplant from Kentucky, big UK Wildcats fan. So looking forward to the Mizzou Kentucky game here in a couple of weeks.
Does that mean you're from Lexington?
No, I'm from Western Kentucky, Owensboro.
Oh, okay. Welcome to our town. We have three categories for you. Two leftovers, 1980s TV dramas or museum field trip. And your third category we're adding now is struck by lightning.
Ooh. Oh, let's go with 1980s dramas.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which show was conceived by Brandon Tartikoff with two simple words, MTV Cops?
How about Cops?
No, Miami Vice. Who played the title character on Remington Steele?
No idea.
All right, we'll pass on that one. What show starred Jameson Parker and Gerald McRaney as brothers and detectives? I'll point out now he chose the category of his own free will.
Yes, that's right.
You want to pass?
No idea. Pass.
What city was home to St. Eligius Hospital on the TV show St. Elsewhere?
What city was home?
Yeah, just take a guess at this point.
Yeah, no idea. Pass.
Which nighttime soap centered on the winemaking business and starred Jane Wyman?
Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, you know what? That's really, really wrong.
Wow.
Falcon Crest. St. Elsewhere was in Boston. Jameson Parker and Gerald McRaney were on Simon and Simon, and Pierce Brosnan was Remington Steele. And again, I'll point out, we don't force the category on you. You chose that one.
I did.
Feeling confident about the TV dramas, but not so much with 0 points. So, Scott, you could have Crispin Glover, or you could have Edward Furlong punish you. What'll it be?
Anything other than the last one.
That would mean we go to Edward Furlong. John Connor from the movie Terminator 2. Rolling.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange.
You know what this is like? This is like you're in a karaoke bar at a rap party for Terminator 2.
That.
Yeah.
When you're strange.
No.
Not enough alcohol.
Okay, all right, that's enough. A quick little showbiz story about Edward Furlong. When the movie came out, I was scheduled to do an interview with him on my then morning radio show, which we promoted on the air all morning long for him to come on at 8:30 or so. Little punk never showed up.
Oh.
Jerk.
Well, he's been in all kinds of trouble since then.
Yes, he has. Apparently that singing career really didn't work out for him either. Scott, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Al.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I used to be your official limo driver when you had your Middle of the Day, Middle of America show.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm currently driving limousines and party buses for St. Louis Transportation for all your limo needs. Call 314-344-1975.
Excellent. You know, Halloween right around the corner. Lots of people go out and do some drinking. That's a good time to have a professional driver take you where you need to go so you don't have to worry about being behind the wheel. And Al is your man. Okay, categories, Al, we have museum field trip, We have Struck by Lightning, and we have The President's Kid is in Trouble.
What's the last one again?
The President's Kid is in Trouble.
Nah, I think museums.
Museum field trip. Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city can you find a museum on the sixth floor of the Texas Book Depository?
Dallas.
Dallas is right. What circus company has a museum in Sarasota, Florida?
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
I'm going to give it to you. Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey. In okay. What city can you find a museum dedicated to the witch trials of 1692?
Salem,
Massachusetts, right. What large U.S. state is home to the National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame?
Oklahoma.
Texas.
Oh.
What kind of classic American restaurant has a museum in its honor in Providence, Rhode Island? Classic American restaurant.
Steak and Shake.
It's not a brand.
Drive-in.
You said the drive-in?
Yes.
You should have said diner.
Oh.
The diner is what we were looking for there. Al, let's see. You got the one, the two, and the three. That's only 6 points, Al. Oh. I'm sorry. Crispin or Edward?
I guess I'll take Crispin Glover from the Karaoke from Hell album.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You keep lying when you ought to be a trooper. And you keep losing when I'm not there.
Get this guy a laxative.
Yeah. You keep saving when you're insane, yeah? Now it's mine, it's right, but you ain't been right yet.
Why is he so angry?
I don't know, he's in pain.
That's just what they'll do. But one of these days, these boots, I'm going to walk.
Hey, get those damn boots off, Biff.
Maybe because his wife throws his son over him.
Wow. You know what? Now I understand why Biff was beating this guy up all the time.
Yeah.
Kidding.
That was truly awful. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Al. Thanks for playing. Here's our third contestant and possible first winner. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I got nothing. I'm glad to be off work and say hello to my girlfriend, Kristen, and hello to all you guys.
All right, that's a nice 5 seconds there. We have two categories left. We have Struck by Lightning or The President's Kid is in Trouble.
I guess I will take Struck by Lightning.
60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Tim Robbins escape from a prison during a lightning storm?
Shawshank Redemption.
Correct. Which book and movie character had a lightning bolt on his forehead from when his parents were killed by an evil wizard?
Harry Potter.
Correct. Voldemort. What comic book superhero with a lightning bolt on his chest did Billy Batson become when he shouted Shazam?
The Flash.
Captain Marvel. In what movie did Bill Murray caddy for a clergyman who is hit by lightning?
Caddyshack.
Correct. What was the name of the scientist who harnesses the power of lightning to send Marty McFly back to the future?
Dr. Emmett Brown.
Correct. What are the chances we'd have Crispin Glover punishment music and the computer would spit out a Back to the Future question?
1.21 gigawatts.
And here's the good news. You don't get punished because you got 12 points there, Todd.
Yes.
Congratulations. So you're going to dinner and a movie and a T-shirt. Well, you don't go to a T-shirt, but you know what I mean.
You can wear the T-shirt.
Thanks for playing,
That's
Todd.
Wonderful.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get that stuff.
All right,
let's bring in our final contestant, and that's you, Dwayne.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am a communications technician, and I want to say hello to Tight Roll Joe.
What does that mean? What does that mean, communications technician? Because I think technically that's what we do.
Just about everything that an electrician won't do that's related to data, wireless.
Does that mean you're climbing poles?
Running cable?
Cabling, you name it.
The cable guy.
Alarm, video.
Okay. All right. Yeah. This is all stuff that I could not do with a gun to my head. So I take my hat off to you, Dwayne. Let's see how you do with our final category of the day. It's called the...
I just want to state I called for the 80s TV drama, so I don't know what I'm getting.
Well, I'll tell you what you're getting. You're getting The President's Kid is in Trouble. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose daughter was thrown out of Brown University for poor grades and was arrested for protesting? Was it Carter, Truman, or Clinton?
Clinton.
Carter's daughter, Amy. Whose son was involved in a savings and loan scandal that cost taxpayers $1 billion? Reagan, Ford, or Bush 41?
Ford.
Bush 41. His son, Neil. Whose daughter joined the cult of an Indian guru? Washington, Wilson, or Madison?
Madison. Yes.
Wilson, Margaret Wilson. Whose son spent 24 hours in jail for getting into a fist fight with a lawyer in a courtroom? Jefferson, Tyler, or Van Buren?
Tyler.
Sounds like the sort of thing a Van Buren would do, and it is. Whose son was married and divorced 5 times? JFK, FDR, or LBJ?
JFK.
You said JFK?
Yes.
You should have said FDR.
No!
Don't!
Dwayne, another goose egg up on the scoreboard today.
Not my forte.
No.
Thank you, guys.
Just like the singing of these guys. Before you go, you do have to be punished. I don't want to do this, you understand, Dwayne. This is federal law that forces me to do this, damn government. Would you like Edward Furlong or Crispin Glover?
Oh, I've got to go Crispin Glover again.
Okay. You asked for it.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. So you keep thinking that I'm never going to burn.
If you saw this at a karaoke night, wouldn't you go to the bartender, cut this guy off?
Yes.
And when it knows, you ain't got time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they do. I can walk all over you.
I think he was behind me at a Rams game once. Dwayne, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Only one winner out of 5 people today. We'll try to do a better percentage next week when we do the Harris Challenge again. Friday afternoons at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS.